Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu meinem Podcast Mein Uganda. Mein ganz persönlicher Podcast zum Leben in Uganda, meiner Kinderhilfsorganisation und wie sich Auswandern anfühlen kann. Heute möchte ich euch etwas über Schulen in Uganda erzählen. Was ist eigentlich anders? Und anschließend führe ich ein Interview mit Kathy. Sie ist 10 Jahre alt und sie wird uns von ihrer Traumschule erzählen. Das Interview wird auf Englisch sein. Also viel Spaß mit diesem Podcast und den Einblick in Uganda. In Uganda gibt es viele private Schulen. Das heißt, wenn ich ausgebildeter Lehrer bin oder Lehrerin und Startkapital habe, kann ich eine eigene Schule registrieren. Mit Schulen wird in Uganda Geld verdient. Denn wie ihr ja schon wisst, werden Schulgebühren bezahlt. Natürlich werden davon auch die Lehrer bezahlt. Wenn Reparaturen bei der Schule anstehen, werden Schulgebühren erhöht oder extra Gebühren von den Eltern eingesammelt. Oft passiert das auch, wenn ein weiteres Gebäude gebaut wird. Für die Grundschule besteht Schulpflicht, allerdings können sich nicht alle Eltern Schulbildung leisten und dann wird von dem Staat auch nichts unternommen. Bei den Schulgebühren gibt es große Preisunterschiede und Schulgebühren können, wie schon erwähnt, wieder von einer Schule erhöht werden. Das hat zur Folge, dass Kinder oft die Schule wechseln müssen, was sich wiederum sehr auf ihre Leistungen auswirken kann. Im Verhältnis zum Einkommen sind die Schulgebühren sehr hoch und Kinder werden nach Hause geschickt, wenn Gebühren nicht bezahlt werden. Die Schulen sind Ganztagsschulen. Ab der 1. Klasse und spätestens ab der 7. Klasse sind Schüler üblicherweise im Internat. Die Klassen sind teilweise sehr überfüllt. Es gibt keine bestimmten Klassengrößen. Oft wird angenommen, je größer die Klasse, desto besser die Schule. Warum ist das so? Weil anscheinend viele Eltern diese Schule als gut einstufen. Es kann also vorkommen, dass in einer Klasse 100 Schüler sind. Gelernt wird fast ausschließlich im Frontalunterricht. Und es wird sehr viel Wert auf Sauberkeit und Disziplin gelegt. Kinder tragen Uniform, die Schule beginnt um 7 und geht bis etwa 17 Uhr. Ich selbst habe mir immer wieder Gedanken über die perfekte Schule gemacht und habe dazu eines unserer Kinder interviewt. Kathy hat das sehr viel Spaß bereitet. Und jetzt viel Spaß also mit Kathys Traumschule. Hi Kathy, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
I wanted you to tell us a bit about your dream school because for me it is really interesting how children see school and what their own ideas are, how you could improve something. Maybe you can just start with anything you want to, and then I will ask you some questions.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about the uniforms. Mm-hmm. In my dream school, every child can wear any clothes. Girls can wear shorts, trousers, anything they like, even boys, because it will be fair. And also, I heard that some schools say that the hair has to be cut off, but in my dream school, you can have long or short hair and your style.
And how about the lessons? What would you love to learn at school?
Some math, science, and also English. Girls and boys can play football, basketball, and also baseball, any game they love. Even ballet. I think every girl and boy would love to do ballet. Mm. Such an awesome dance.
Mm, because I know that you like it.
And also, talking about the food.
Mm-hmm.
We can eat some nice meals, like green things, like salads.
I know that a lot of people here, and I think also you, like rice a lot.
Yes.
Mm.
Spaghetti, and also the awesome sauce.
My vegetable sauce.
That one is delicious. In the afternoon, mangoes, bananas, also watermelon, pineapples, those nice snacks.
Mm.
And also, when we are eating our lunch, we can put some avocado.
Nice.
I know that there are some children, they will always want to do art because they always want to go somewhere where it's quiet and they paint their own nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the others like doing crafts like bangles, necklaces. Mm-hmm. Some of them like making majas, mala, earrings, those nice ones. And I also think others will like to make storybooks.
Yeah, writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that you also do that a lot.
Exactly.
Would you be one of them?
Yeah. In my dream school, they won't have any canes, strokes, anything which is with beating. It hurts children. And if the children aren't paying attention, then we shall first ask them what they wanted to tell us. Then they can also give us their ideas.
Maybe they wanted to learn something else. And what do you think, how many kids should be in one class?
Like a few, not so many. Because when there are many, some of them can make aeroplanes, boats out of their papers. Then they play around, then others will join. Then most of them won't pay attention.
Yeah, and maybe they should be then in the craft class where they can do their own things with papers.
Yes, and also there are some children whom I had, they like doing fashion. Maybe they'll want to sew. There are sewing classes which you love to sew clothes, dresses, all those nice things you love to do.
And maybe you first, when you're young, like you and P3 right now, maybe you can start with sewing dresses with your hands for your dolls, and then later you learn it on the machine and for yourself. How about cooking classes?
Oh, cooking classes. I also heard children want to become cooks when they grow up.
Even your twin sister.
And there are also some who say they'll eat all the food when they cook it, just like my twin sister said. But so about the planting of trees, and also it's better to use less plastics, and also disposing them, not in the everywhere where you go. You don't dispose rubbish. So,
and also not even to get everywhere these plastic bags from when you go for shopping.
They even have chemicals, I heard.
Yeah, and even when you burn the plastics, it's very bad for the environment.
Even they say that they have a bad smell, then if you breathe, it disturbs you. And also when we are planting trees, each time when you cut a tree down, you have to replace what you've removed. Because if you don't replace, how will the environment survive, including you? You'll not have food.
You're part of it.
The plants can't survive without you, and you can't survive without them. We will have to have a big compound for those games. Because football, you play it with your foot in the compound. And the
big
ball.
Field.
Yeah. And then it will be always fun kicking the ball. Even basketball, you have to run for the ball, then you get it, like that.
And when you like to talk about football, is it that you also like football?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know there are not so many girls who play football, but I say that in that school, for the dream school, there will be a lot of girls and people who would like to play.
Mm-hmm. making some notes last time when we talked about it, and I was writing down that you also wanted that pets are allowed in school, right?
Oh, yes. Children love their pets. And also, pets are totally allowed because in the school, there is a garden and also a place where we take our pets. Yeah. It's also a class. There is a teacher. He talks about the pets, the rabbits. You feed them your lettuce leaves, carrots, tomatoes. And also dogs love playing fetch ball. I also heard that there's some children who love gardening. They can plant some tomatoes, green peppers, and they can harvest them. And also, the school will need many books. I had some children love reading.
Oh yeah, me too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you?
Just me. They read, they still need. It's time for classes. They ask the teacher if they can stay out, and the teacher says it's okay.
Oh, so it's not a must to go in the classes, yeah?
It's not a must.
Mm-hmm. Because then there also maybe sits on something around in a big hall or even outside. It's mostly warm in Uganda. And but then you can read, you can dig in the garden.
But since there are many classes, the children wouldn't only want to go to one class each day. They want to go gardening, to the crafts place, crafts, and also sewing, art, and the library, reading their books seated on the yoga mats.
Oh, the
yoga's even people, there. Even some children love to do yoga. So there'll be yoga classes where they learn how to do the triples, the table.
Nice. So, and in your dream school, it would be like, it's a little bit like a free timetable, yeah? So you can say, okay, maybe there's a time when this class starts, and then you decide, do I want to go for art classes, sports, or science, or mathematics, and then you really do what you want to, yeah?
Yes.
And the one teacher is always in a class, and where you go to is where you learn from.
Yes.
That sounds good.
And also, I heard that some children practice, like me, this new energy called Reiki. There are some teachers whom I had, like you, who trained them how to do it.
Yeah, I could do that also.
It helps heal the children. Sometimes, every time, Reiki helps.
And then I heard one time that dreams are there to make them true, not just to dream them. So my question is, are you going to have that dream school one time? Are you the one building it, Oda?
I really think so. It's me building it.
Mm.
Every child from every school, I think, will come. We'll say, such a free school. We'll be who we want.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice. Thank you, Kathy.
Welcome.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
So, das war's von uns für heute. Und wenn du mit uns Kontakt aufnehmen möchtest, dann schreib uns doch gern an info@kinder-raising-voices.de oder schau mal auf unserer Webseite vorbei, www.kinder-raising-voices.de. Dort ist auch ein kleiner Online-Shop verlinkt. Vielleicht gefällt er dir ja. Und dann bis zum nächsten Mal, wenn ich dir wieder etwas von Uganda erzähle. Bis dann, Katja von Mein Uganda.